0000. We are starting a new file system. 0000. The other shiurim have been uploaded. I'm not sure what uploaded means, but it's the opposite of downloaded. And now we're starting 0000, and it's Wednesday night. And we'll be starting Hilchos Tefillin shortly, and now we'll be trying to finish up Hilchos Sitzes as quickly as possible, so we could make a fresh start in Hilchos Tefillin. Yud Zayin. Mim achayov mitzitzes. Adu gab d'chsivurisim also. You're supposed to see the tzitzes. That's part of the point of the mitzvah, to see it, to remember the mitzvahs Hashem. Still, sumo chayov mitzitzes. The nation is rabbit is a possible, including something that someone that would, who would otherwise be excluded. There's a ribui in the pasuk that includes someone who we would think is to be excluded, and that's so we say that's a sumah. That's how the Gemara goes. Nation is rabba, he's included. Me'ashet chasaba. It's an extra pasuk, an extra phrase. So that includes the sumah. So what do you learn out from a reisim also? Ukro de reisim also itzrich lamai kasus laila, which we'll see soon is a major machlokes. Exactly what the tour of Ksus Laila is. Is it on the time of Laila? Or is it on the type of Beged, which is worn by Laila? Or is it both? So, but Al Kaponim, there is certainly a Miyat called Ksus Laila. So that's where Uri Isam also teaches you, besides the Pashtei Dekra, that it's the point of the mitzvah. But it also teaches us that it's there's something about Re'iyah that's essential to the mitzvah. So again, that's Lamai Kusus Laila.
You need it for the Pashur Shad, how do you get the Re'iyah?
The Gemara knew that there's something essential about it. It's not just time of the crop. This Pashur Shad as what the purpose of Tzitzis is. But the limud is that in the flow of the Pesukim, the Gemara darshan, that it's also... It didn't have to say Risa Moso, could have just said it was a carton of coming to Hashem, you know. We're wearing it. If it's through seeing it, then it's to tell you that seeing is essential. Because the point isn't to see it either. I mean, that's just a description of how you would normally remember. The point is to remember Mitzvah Hashem. So you learn out that the seeing is essential. How is the seeing essential? You don't have to look at your tzitzis or not Yotze. So we make this type of limud. I am a commissar in Yitzchas, which will tell us exactly how Ksus Laila is excluded. Mishnah Berurah says, Chayav Tzitzis Asuma, Uposhet Yochel Levarech Kamken Aleihem, obviously, clearly. Ach Sheyidduch also Mitchila, we say you have to check him first, so he should check him the Mishnah Yodov, through handling it, or Yivakesh La'achel Levarech Kamishnah, someone else to do it. Ksus Laila, so now you have an exclusion and an inclusion. So the Gemara wonders, how do you know what? Why do we include Suma and exclude Ksus Laila? Why don't we flip it around and do it the other way around? Vasvara no senes l'rabos Ksus Suma l'mai Ksus Laila. That's more logical. Mishum de Ksus Suma yeshno al kolponim b'ri'iyah etzal acherim. There is a somebody's going to see it, so it's Isa Beriya. That's the a Beriya. It's Lachera. So that's totally. That's more Eino Beriya. But Noshim Bavodim Peturim and they Shemitzes and Shemitzes Van Gromo. We just learned that Lila is Potter from Sitzes. That Lila's potter from Sitzes, Mela's one grammar, Mela's women are potter, and Mela's one of them are potter because you make from Avodim Knanim too. Because you're potter at night. So it's Lila's potter. So that's called Zman Grama. And if it's that's called it's time related. Because it's only in the daytime, not at night. Once it's time related, women are potter even in the daytime. Women are always potter. The question could be raised according to the sheet that it's Ksus Laila that's Potter, why is it Zman Grama? It's a valid question. Why is it Zman Grama if it's Ksus Laila? it's sus laila that's potter, and it's potter even b'yom, and sus yom is chayav even b'laila. So indeed, why does that make tzitzis man grama? It's all various terutzim. Achrayim. This is the pshat. The Torah is, to understand logically how the Torah works. You can say a beggar of three kanfos is potter from tzitzis. The Torah wants a beggar of four kanfos. I mean, that also has a pshat. It's not arbitrary, but whatever the din is, it is. If we learn that Exus Lyle is potter, and it's always potter, even beyond. So, what do you think is wrong with Exus Lyle? Well, what's wrong with Exus Lyle? You're allowed to think like that. Like, what does the Torah have against Exus Lyle? A three-cornered beggar? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know either, but there I understand. Maybe the four-cornered beggar was the norm. So it's portioned by me that even if you learn that Exus Lyle and it's potter, the pshat is certainly that the Torah potted tzitzis at night. That's for sure the pshat. Nor the question is, how does that manifest itself? Those Rishonim hold that the Torah, just like the mitzvah tzitzis is on the beged, right? It's on the beged. You have to put tzitzis on the beged. So when the Torah said at night you're not including tzitzis, it also talked about the type of beged. The type of beggar that you wear at night. The Torah wasn't like, you could wear a night beggar in the day. Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah, so you'll be put in it also. The Torah, just like the chiyuv is on begadim, so the p'tur is on begadim. So avada, the makor and the point of the p'tur is laila, that at night you don't have a mitzvah of tzitzis, because it's not a reason also. It's just that those who shine them hold, the way the Torah structured the p'tur of night is on the type of beged that you wear at night.
Does that make it
wrong? Yeah, because the real intent of the Torah, well, that's the intent that you put there at night. Because 99% of the time, sus lailas are worn at night. Guess how I know? Or else they wouldn't be sus lailas. So that's
what I'm asking. Do you find any other examples of things that...
I don't need to. To me, it's very logical. The Torah meant the pater night, not ksus laila. The real, the three-cornered beged, I know the Torah came to pater a three-cornered beged. The source of the Torah lies in the three corners. By ksus laila, the source of the Torah doesn't lie in the fact that this is a ksus laila. It's logical. The Torah for sure meant to potter tzitzis at night. Nor it structured it the beged that you wear at night. Because the chiyuv is a chiyuv on the beged. So it's a beged that you wear at night.
I understand.
Okay.
I hear the question.
Zman Grama doesn't have to mean that there's actually a point in time when you potter from the mitzvah in reality. Zman Grama means the empowerment of the mitzvah comes through Zman. Zman is Ger of the mitzvah, you quote Rashi, and that's really the words, Zman Grama. Zman is Ger of the mitzvah. Laila certainly poiter the mitzvah of tzitzis, and Yoim is Machai of the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's for sure. Even if you hold it structured on the ksus, but the empowerment and the pot there is not the ksus, it's the life. Okay. Okay. I go me come come and wrote some out for the work of our shus be yard done. The Rama starts with saying that women can put on tzitzis and make a bracha. By the sharmits such as lang roma, they do by halel, they even do by shofar, they do by other mitzvahs, they make a bracha even by lulav. Ach Mechzik, you are wrong. Maybe tzitzis is different because it's very public and open and people see it. Looks funny. It looks like gaiva. L'chein ein lahem lulbos tzitzis. They shouldn't do it. Hayol veinachol das gavra, which means since tzitzis in any event is not something you have to go do. If they're not wearing the four-cornered baguettes, why should they go do something weird that they're not even mechuyif to do at all? Even a man isn't mechuyif to do it because they're not mechuyif to go buy a four-cornered baguette. Pirish and a chayiv looking for talos, which is chayiv tzitzis. The common besim in Yutes Amar sheish loy talos miar bakantos. When it says there that tzitzis is a chayiv as gavra, he means if you have a four cornered beggar, it's a chayiv as gavra. Meaning it's only when you wear it. It's actually it's like a cooler there also. It's only a chayiv as gavra. It's not a chayiv as mona sitting in the drawer. It's only a chayiv as gavra when you wear it. Okay. Tuktum and Dragon is Chayavim Bisofek, because they might be men. Yusatfu below Bracha, because they might be women, so you don't make a Bracha. You have to realize if you hold, Pirish Tuktum and Dragon is Zachar Nekeva, his genitals are covered up with some sort of membrane, whatever. And Dragon has both chromosomes, whatever you want to call it. Yeshul Zachar Sunakevus. He has a simonim. A goal, if he mashin ogle, mashin mabach, and such an agram, he says, b'chal, no problem, they can make a bracha also. Kam heim yivarchu. Kam mishnah brewer, says, man gram, dab lay lashem, man tzitzin su, b'chal, says, man gram, lashem turis man, atilu midi rabbanon. They're not even mechuyim midi rabbanon. On the mitzvah, says, man gram. How do you know what's the source for the whole din of mitzvah, says, man gram, and lashem apotur, tuchukal atara l'tfilin, the symbol of Antia Torah Hashem Beficha, Moed the Pturus Mitzvillin, the Iskash of Talmud Torah, the symbol of Shinatim of Nechav Lod of Noisecha, the irony being, of course, that Talmud Torah is not Zman Grama, and still women are Potter, but Lokesh Haneh, that's just how you know that Tfilin are Potter. Once you know Tfilin are Potter, you learn how to call it Torah Kula, that Zman Grama is Potter. Came Pturus Mikol Mitzvah Sashish Zman Grama, but let me that's halacha lemaisha b'sin.
Which is what halacha?
That you could extrapolate from tefillin, and we know that the common denominator of tefillin to kol haTorah kula is the fact that it's zman grama not shmo pturus. Even though tefillin is goof and known from a source that doesn't have the common, lo mashana. You just learn out the din that it's potter. You learn out the din that it's potter. It must be halacha lemaisha b'sin. It's a good question. I'm not answering your question. But the halacha lemaisha b'sin, because all the gzeirah shavas were given halacha lemaisha b'sin. So it must be huksha. Sorry, it's a hekesh. Huksha kol haTorah kula l'tefillin. So there must be part of the halacha lemaisha b'sin that we know that the common denominator is man grama. It's funny, but it's not contradictory. It's not like inherently illogical. It's not like there's something illogical here. You learn out from that gzeira shava the din, or hekesh. That's also hekesh. You learn out from that hekesh the din. I mean, the Gemara is much more complicated. You have three blocks, kiddusha, that plays ping pong with all these limudim. And it ends up that there's three things that are not zman groma and noshim apturis. And then there's three things that are zman groma and noshim achayovs. And you end up with shleisha tzula bonkechon ein melamdin. And according to Rashi, ein melamdin means it teaches you the opposite. So I'm answering you like very superficially. You really have three blood going back and forth. And you end up, I think the bottom line is that you always have Shloshim Ksuvim Avon Kechalei Melamdin. Like for the Chi of Noshim in Zman Groma, you have Matzah, Hakel, and maybe Simcha. I'm not sure. David. Yechavrusa hasn't shown up in an awful long time. You know why? Could be yesterday he was here, but Sunday he was
here early yesterday. Sunday we don't.
Monday he wasn't here.
Right.
It's okay, you know, I'm not even reading. I'm just if you're in touch with him, because I haven't seen him in a long time. Okay, that's all. That was my question.
He puts his order in for candy bars.
Yeah, if I'm late, I give him a candy bar. If he's late, I don't.
Okay. Okay. By voting, I think it was a Allah. May Yisho the Chomitz of Shuktur Gamar with Potter. Baruch Allah. They can make a bracha. After the Shem Tzuvu Vayi, so Yisho Schar. The Shaykh Leim of the Tzivonu, Kimi Shanosh of the Tztavu, Gam Heim Yisho Lam Schar. Mishnah Berurah is saying many sentences here that don't really hang together. So, if we had more time and I'd be more inspired, I would explain it. He says two different things. He says that Tzivonu goes on Klal Yisrael, and they can say that Tzivonu goes on men on the Tzivon. And then he says they can make a bracha because they get schar also. So like, huh? Sorry, folks. Sorry, folks. Maybe another time. Why don't you think about it? You ever walk in the street? Yeah, you ever walk? You have a car? Oh, so you walk. So now you have what to think about when you're walking. Mishnah Berurah says the reason women can make a bracha on mitzvah is mangrama, they bring down from the Mogen Avram. He says, first of all, they could save it Sivonu because it goes on the men. And they can make a bracha because they also get schar. Even though they're ain't a mitzvah v'aisa, but an ain't a mitzvah v'aisa also gets schar. So how did it, like, what are the, what's the connection with those two things? I'm just trying to do you a favor. I walk in the street, I don't have to think about it. I know my son thinks about who's going to win the Super Bowl. I'm sure you don't. Maybe you do, I don't know. Who's playing this year? January 20th? Is that always the day of the Super Bowl? Oh no, it's always a Sunday. How can it be? January 10th is our Super Bowl. We have a Super Bowl on January 10th. Ain't a Chodesh Gavra. B'zem b'taritz lomu b'vorkas anoshim alulut. I'm giving you one grandma. So I thought the URL was enough of a teretz. But this is public, people see it, the it sits out. Certainly a palace is public. I thought that was the teretz, Mechzika URL. But then the Ramah says, Hayol Veinat Chagas Gavra. I don't know. Maybe the Lulu Zosa URL. The Lulu Zosa is a public. Everybody can see her taking a Lulu. Yeah, once they all do it, he's saying even an individual, that's for sure they didn't do it. He's not coming to explain why they didn't do it. The Ramah, by the time the Ramah rolled around, it was already, 1500 years that women weren't doing it. So, so if you are a woman decides to do it, but then it also says, and we don't push them to do it, or we don't encourage it, or maybe we discourage it, they shouldn't do it. You should get confused in the terms. The non paskina gabi tzitzis chaydus gavra v'loyv chaydus gavra. Because the tarvayu l'kula, it's two totally different contexts. I don't even know why he makes an issue of it. The same words I use, but they mean two totally different things. Chaydus gavra l'kula means you don't have to go buy tzitzis. Chaydus gavra l'kula means you have to wear it. You're not mechuyev in tzitzis if it's sitting in your drawer. If that's the case, then Dovah Shechiyuv Rak Midurabana, because I tell her Shulach Hashloishim Yoyin. I beg it Shechiyuv Rak Midan Sofei, I beg it Shechetzio Pesuch Vechetzio Sosun. Vashon Leilich Lai Beloi Tzitzis, because Sofei Dabana Lekula. Or you can say it's a svechsveker for them. Say it's a svechsveker. Suffolk, if it's mechuyev, then suffolk if they're with it. Why would people go there? Because the way came there, will I yeh for achrim, the whole set may marry a sayin, the shamash of kiss. Yeah, well, it depends what she looks like, I guess. The way bracha. Keep it together, achrim, rak, mashem, snake, all in your bracha, shum, and rabbon, and I'll see the bolakula. Why the common is in some line of the room, I should have some rich Hashem come a quality for the place to be there when you make a bracha be suffering and when you don't. Zachrus the Nikvus, Ugam can suffering Zachor in the cave, like Chaim should be right, come on the coming, we don't know what to suffer. The Lord come on the Yom Adu Bria with the Atzma. Katon, Siv Gimel. Katon Ayadeh Leosateif, Ovid Tzorech Lassus, Likach Leitzitzes. You don't have to buy him a baguette, even though that's, we do it, but the Kaber is saying you have to buy tzitzas l'chadda, if he has a four-cornered baguette. Yeah, but that's because there are a lot of shnei tzitzas l'fon of shnei l'achrov. That's called the Adel Il-Sadbe. For your day lechos are tzitzas b'yodim, which are squeers. That's cute. Pirish looks like beggar, the Mishnah Berurah says not like what I said. The Berurah says that the Lashon of a Chaber is like Lav Davka. Chaber says Likach Leitzitzes. Mishnah Berurah says you have to buy him a beggar. Mahatal buy tzitzes, they look Chaber and Mitzvahs. You know, it's like the same Shiloh we had. Does Chinuch require that the only... that the katan, does chinuch require that the katan have all the that the context be exactly like a gadol except that he's a katan, or is chinuch his training, like we saw in Beshami Bisholo, we said if a katan can't walk to the Beis Mikdash, so you have to be mechanachim and riyah. If he'd be a gadol, he would be potter if he can't walk to the Beis Mikdash. On the other hand, he can't walk because he's so young. So you have to train him. When he gets older, he's going to have to walk. But right now, he's not mechuyev technically. So that's the shiloh. The component is the same type of thing, perhaps. He doesn't own a beggar of Arba Kanfer. So you don't have to go buy him one. You don't even have to buy yourself one. See, so yourself, okay. You want to do the mitzvah, you want to see your cotton, you know. Why you have to buy him? Teretz is chinuchim, we mechanuchim. When he gets older, he's going to have to do this mitzvah. So he better train him when he's young. That's the same dynamic. A kaponim, the mechaber paskens, you should buy him, and the Mishnah Berurah learns it means buy him the beggar. The shir talisoy is kadei l'satis by roish rubber shaloi. Each katan, you measure his own personal, his personal roish rubber. Sharina Bukhatanat was Shantana, but if you go to the God of Israel, say Ashir, Osar Chol, Vadal, Boy Chitzu, the Vorech Yimoy, when you say Ashir, Ein Mavarchanal, that's the Chassus Reish of Rubin Shul Kot. Of this Kot. So normally we said a Kot, 58 centimeters. But here you push a measure of this Kot. Chaimcha, because the Dafka shall get down with Gimel. I will be given by Eilach Chayav and Tzitzis Kodol. Even he doesn't put on a Talmud Gadol. In most communities. Much Gadol Gadol Mariel Bechus Asu and Shnoyin Shamar Gadol and Zatzim Betzitzis. Ashnoyin Shamar I don't know, maybe, does he mean the Talmud Gadol? He means how many? Yeah, how do you know? What will mean it's a census? Okay, stop there. I want to the catch up.